Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and we have breaking news. Johnson & Johnson has just been approved for the by the FDA for emergency use of a vaccine for the COVID virus. This could mean millions and millions of people that could get the COVID virus that need it so badly. Joe Biden, our new president, has a goal of having at least 100 million people's shots in people's arms. And this even makes us more hopeful. Also, should Donald Trump, former president, whose name should not be known that I just said, should he be prosecuted criminally for his charge, for his actions as president or before president? Also, President Biden steps up and makes his first airstrikes authorized. They were meant to punish the perpetrators of the rocket attacks, but not to escalate hostilities with Iran. They destroyed 9 office buildings in just boom. That's how powerful the United States of America is. Also, finally, Lady Gaga's dogs have been stolen from her in Los Angeles, and the people that were walking her dog, actually it was one guy named Eric, was shot in the chest. Lady Gaga is now offering over $1.5 million for no questions asked. We'll figure out whether the police like that or not. And with that, All You Need to Know Radio starts right now.
Hey guys, we need some help.
All right, let's welcome Almost Woolworths with Lords and None. Hey, Almost, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better, my friend. So, what do you think about the Johnson & Johnson breaking news?
It's a very hopeful thing. Like you said, I agree. My understanding is that it's slightly less effective in clinical trials, but it is a single shot rather than 2 doses, which hopefully will significantly increase or speed up the time frame by which we can get about 75% of the American populace vaccinated, which is what constitutes herd immunity, according to public health experts. And at that point, you know, once we have 75% or more of Americans vaccinated, everything can open up again. We can have concerts and walk into a store without a mask. So I'm pretty excited to have this new vaccine approved, and I'm very, very pleased with the effectiveness of the Biden administration in getting the American people this vaccine in a much more expeditious manner than had the previous administration.
So here are the key Food Drug Administration adversary panel on Friday backed Johnson & Johnson single shot coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. It's a non-binding decision by the FDA. Vaccines is regulated. We don't need all that. The key Food and Drug Administration advisory panel on Friday anonymously backed Johnson & Johnson's single shot. Let's see. The head of the, over the last few weeks, states and hospital administrations in the United States have been coming down since early January with deaths and declining in the past week. A White House news briefing, but the last data suggests that this declines may be stalling, potentially leveling off, or still very high number. You believe that?
Yes, it does appear based upon the data that I've seen that we had this very sad peak of cases and deaths in December of 2020. And since that peak was hit, and it was a very high peak, which represents, you know, millions and millions of people being actively ill with COVID and thousands of those people dying, we have come down steadily from that very high peak. But according to some data reports that I've seen in the last couple of days, it appears that some of the speed from which we are coming off the peak is slowing down, which can be attributed to a number of factors. And I'm not an epidemiologist, but my understanding is that essentially despite vaccines increasing, as we've talked about on this show before, pandemic fatigue and people being irresponsible continues to occur, and people are getting sick even though there is a decrease in the total number of cases from its peak in December.
Okay, so real quick, let's do some housekeeping. First of all, tonight's show is brought to you by American Wealth Group USA. That's our exclusive sponsor. You can find them on Facebook at American Wealth Group USA. Now, make sure you put on there that you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio, and you get 50% off their debt settlement and debt management services. Also, when we're talking to Amos about normal things that have nothing to do with the law, he's simply giving us his personal opinion. We want to make sure that that is out there very clear, and I think you agree with that, right, Amos?
Absolutely. You know, I try to be as accurate as I possibly can when, especially when giving something like a news report, when I'm explaining what happened in a story.
I just wanted to make sure about analysis, you're not giving a legal opinion, you're giving a personal
opinion. Correct.
And I know that's a very big concern of yours also.
One of my big concern is I never want – it's actually almost the other way, sir. My big concern is I never want one of my legal opinions, like a legal analysis of – for example, you frequently ask me, and I believe it's a topic of today's show, you know, should Donald Trump be charged for the crime? And that's – I could give legal analysis without giving formal legal advice. I never want a listener of ours to – believe that I'm giving them legal advice that applies to their specific situation.
Awesome. Okay, so then we're on we are on the same page, but backwards
yes,
a little bit. Look, everybody look forward, but look back. I think everybody understands what we were trying to say.
I agree.
Guys, if you want to be part of the show, call 516-531-9990. We'd love to have your opinion as to what we're talking about. So the vaccine, COVID-19 to me, is not going to go away anytime soon, no matter what we're doing. The bottom line is I really feel like it's going to be a part of our lives for a while. And the reason is a lot because of what you said almost, is because of the irresponsibility of people. It's just going to be human for people to think, oh my God, the numbers are dropping, everything's getting better, so it's not going to affect me. That's the exact opposite, guys. We need to bunker down even harder than we ever had to get rid of this shit. If we don't, it's going to be around forever.
And I would say that I am hopeful that over time, most of the, we do reach that American populace of that herd immunity of, you know, 75% or more of the American populace will take the vaccine. I have seen some pretty concerning polling that seems to indicate that approximately a third of Americans will absolutely refuse the vaccine no matter what. But that's
all
just a matter
reasons.
Of.
That's so sad. It's all for political reasons.
I agree, and they're frankly it's foolish, and it's a problem. But the truth is that the government can and should do something about that by working very, very hard on public messaging and public service announcements. And I believe that the Ad Council, which is basically the federal government's advertising agency, has for the first time put out, as of like yesterday, put out an advertisement for that purpose, to try to convince people who are skeptical of the vaccine that it's safe and effective and will help them.
Yeah, you will
and,
be.
You know, we'll.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No,
we'll
you're fine.
You
know, I was going to say.
We'll be joining in that campaign next week.
Good, good. And you know, I'm not sure how effective it will be, but just taking the step is a good thing. And I'm interested to see if your prognostication – yeah, and honestly, I'm pretty optimistic about it because of how well the Biden administration has done in the first – they've been in office for less than 37 days. I believe today is his 37th day in office.
Yes,
and when he took office, 1.5% of Americans were vaccinated with two doses. And I believe the number today is 6%. So that's millions of – I mean, that's a huge amount of people who have received vaccines in a short period of time. Now, a lot of those people – we're always going to take it, you know, our healthcare workers and people who very, very much want it. But I think, you know, shortly within the – right now we're supply limited. The number of people who want the vaccine exceeds the supply that we have of the vaccine. I'm pretty sure the real test is going to happen when we're flipped and we're demand limited. And I think that we're going to be – have sufficient supply of the vaccine. According to the Biden administration, they've purchased enough vaccines for every American. And I believe we're going to have sufficient supply of the vaccine by midsummer. And then it's going to be a question of
100 million doses of the vaccine by the end of June.
Right, exactly. And so upon receipt of all of those, we haven't actually received them. When I say we, the federal government hasn't actually received those vaccines from the orders that they've placed. But when they're received, it'll be flipped on its head. And right now, you know, demand outstrips supply, but pretty soon supply is going to outstrip demand. And at that point, that's where the real challenge will arise in terms of ensuring that people kind of on the margins, not the people who are dead set anti-vaxxers, as it were, but the people on the margins of that who may or may not want to take the vaccine, we're going to have to convince them. And, you know, if you can convince 15% of the American populace who were not going to take it to take it, then we will reach herd immunity. Now, If I'm wrong, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do that. If I'm wrong and you're right, John, and because of people's foolishness and irresponsibility, and you know, brainwashing for political purposes, we cannot get to herd immunity. We can get to like 65, 70, but we can't get to that 75 or above number. I'm interested to see how the market will respond. Because I wouldn't be surprised if in the future there's going to be restrictions on things like travel, entertainment, dining, bars, that kind of thing to people who could prove that they've received the vaccine. And it might be really, really interesting if there's this second class of individuals who cannot use certain private businesses like airlines because they refuse to take the vaccine.
Are you suggesting they may test every single person before they get on the plane, or they have to show they're COVID negative?
Or, no, it's the other way. I'm suggesting that every single person before they got on a plane would have to show a certificate of some kind that they've been vaccinated.
They've been vaccinated, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying, yeah.
Right. It is similar, and absolutely, a private business is allowed to refuse service to anyone for any reason that's non-discriminatory for certain protective classes.
But is an airline
a private, or not you got vaccinated?
Is an airline a private business when they get help from the government financially?
In our system of government, the answer to that question is yes. I understand where you're going with that, and there is a reasonable argument to be made that certain types of critical infrastructure like airlines could be nationalized. You know, a lot of countries with different systems of government and economics do, in fact, nationalize their airlines. But that's not what we have in America. I mean, you know, Southwest Airlines competes with United, and they have the right to refuse service to anyone.
Well, we love arguments on both sides, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm a little disappointed in the Biden administration, and you tell me if I'm wrong, with the minimum wage hike is never going to make it into the coronavirus bill. It's not part of the coronavirus bill. It should be $800 stimulus check. It should be upping the unemployment. It should be giving money to schools to bring them up to date so they can be COVID help as best as they can. And it should be giving money to businesses to stay in business because of COVID taking away from their businesses. I don't being in there, and they know it's not going to pass. It just makes them sound like they're not listening to the American people.
So it's a very challenging thing what you're describing, John, because you know I'm as longtime listeners to the show know, I'm a dyed in the wool unapologetic liberal progressive, and obviously I agree with you that we should raise the minimum wage to something above a subsistence starvation wage. $15-16 an hour, or potentially even more, is likely appropriate to keep pace with inflation and productivity. In terms of including it in the bill or not including it in the bill, there's a very technical parliamentary rule that the Democrats and the budget committee chaired by Bernie Sanders were attempting to rely upon to provide a $1.9 trillion stimulus, including a substantial minimum wage hike, with going through the typical voting process, which would require a supermajority to overcome a Republican filibuster in the Senate. So they were trying to use the reconciliation process, which can only work for budgetary bills and is subject to scoring by the allegedly nonpartisan Government Accountability Office and Congressional Budget Office. The parliamentarian of the Senate is a nonpartisan position that gets to decide whether or not that scoring is sufficiently budget neutral or budget positive such that it can be included in a reconciliation bill. This is really technical stuff here, and I'm sorry if your listeners' eyes are glazing over, but I'm trying to explain it as accurately as I can.
No, you're doing great.
What happened is the Senate parliamentarian basically reviewed the GAO, the Government Accountability Office's scoring for the minimum wage portion of the COVID-19 stimulus package that's currently before the Budgetary Committee, and declined. They said that the minimum wage hike portion of the bill is not sufficiently budget neutral or budget positive such that it is unable to be used as part of reconciliation. And that's like the legal detail of how they did that. Basically, despite the Democrats having a slim 50-50 plus Kamala Harris majority in the Senate, they can't actually get this through over the filibuster. That's the kind of legal basis of why the minimum wage hike is being killed. That said, I think it's a mistake for a bunch of reasons, and we can talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. This is we need to take a break. And when we come back, we will continue to talk about the coronavirus and all the things that Alma was just talking about.
Because, listen, it does not sound right to me. It's not going to work this way. And I knew it wasn't going to work when 2 weeks ago Joe Biden said in an interview that it wasn't going to happen. It probably wasn't going to pass. So this is All You Need to Know Radio. Our show is brought to you by American Wealth USA Group. Go to American Wealth USA Group now to find them on Facebook and tell them you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio, and you get 50% on our services. Don't touch that dial. We'll see you on the other side.
Driving less. Isn't it time car insurance companies offer a discount for that? At Elephant Insurance, we do. Elephant's new work-from-home discount is simple. The more days you work from home, the bigger your discount. Elephant's easy online tools show you ways to save, helping you find dependable coverage that fits your needs. That's insurance on your terms. See how much you can save with Elephant's new work-from-home discount. Get a quote today at elephant.com.
Friendship.
I don't have to pay for medicine, housing, food. It's just amazing to just raise money for such a cause. We're helping children.
Thank you.
It's a great cause.
Hey, is anybody out there looking for some advertising that you will definitely get some response from? Well, All You Need to Know Radio is ready to open up our market, and we're only going to be taking just a few people as commercials, and we have an executive sponsor at this time. However, we are always looking for different things. If you're interested in advertising with us, you get personalized service like this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. I write your own commercial. I ask you a few questions about your business, and we can talk about price. We can talk about me voicing the commercial. We can talk about how we can help your business expand, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Once again, All You Need to Know Radio wants to know, do you want to make some more money for your business? If you do, then go to All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook and let us know.
It has to mean something. So we make sure this means something. That we've done everything to make your shopping, test driving, and car buying experience the way it should be. CarMax.
To my death. And I couldn't be sure. This pain would be for evermore.
All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We have Almost with us. Remember, our show is exclusively sponsored by American Wealth Group USA. American Wealth Group USA Group. And American Wealth USA Group now is how you can find them on Facebook. They do debt settlement and debt negotiation. Almost, let's get back to our discussion about the coronavirus, the $1.9 trillion bill, and how the $15 is not going to work.
Yes, sir. So I think that the Democrats and the Democratic Party, and we've talked about this before on this show, they're because it's such a big tent party and they're ideologically divided, there are certain Democrats who are progressives, like people like myself or people in the mold of Senator Bernie Sanders or Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who strongly favor left-wing politics vis-a-vis social democracies in Europe, things like universal health care, university
right.
family and medical leave, universal child care, more support for unions and higher and a more progressive tax code with higher taxes on the rich. And then there's other types of Democrats who, even though they're in the same political party, are vastly different from a policy perspective, and you know, do not favor universal health care, do not favor strong pro-union moves, do not favor providing every American with free child care if they want it. And so, you know, those people, and a lot of those people are people in positions of power, like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. And I think that if the Democrats truly wanted to raise the minimum wage, they could do so in a stand-alone bill, so not a budget bill, but a bill and without trying to use the reconciliation process, but instead using the bully pulpit and public opinion, which is grossly in favor of raising the minimum wage. I saw a public opinion poll that indicates over 75% of voters and a large percentage of Republican voters support raising the minimum wage to at least $15 an hour. It is not a radical position. And by attaching it to a complex budget bill and COVID relief bill and trying to use the reconciliation process to do it, the Democrats are giving up their ability to use public messaging to effectuate change in government. And messaging, in my opinion, is in some ways today in 2021 more important than the substance of policy, because we need individuals to actually care about politics. And by messaging effectively for things like the increase in the minimum wage, the Democrats will get people who maybe aren't super in tune with politics, people on the lower end of the economic spectrum, to care about the issues and vote. So that's my perspective from a political angle. From a policy angle, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. Everybody agrees that the federal minimum wage should be higher than $7.25 an hour. But it's a question of how do you get it done with politics.
I think I see Sarah downstairs.
You saw the same one. So, I saw the same poll, and it was 75% uh-huh. if it wasn't higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely agree with you that if they would just do it as a standalone bill with no pork, with nothing in it but just the $15 an hour, I think that they would have a hard time not passing it, because,
yeah,
like, talk about people that are being very immature. You know, there are a lot of Republicans that are at some event that Donald, the former president, is going to speak at. And
CPAC, the Conservative Political
yeah.
Action Committee.
And they're not even there to vote.
Nope.
I mean,
but they are there to worship a literal golden calf. Did you see the golden statue? There was a golden statue of Donald Trump, and it's that they wheeled out at CPAC today, and it's, I mean,
sad, pathetic.
It's the golden calf. It's ridiculous, and I'm not a religious man. I mean, I'm Jewish, but I don't. You know, really closely follow anything, and everybody knows that story, that you're not supposed to worship false idols. You're not supposed to worship false idols.
I don't understand why they would think that would be a good thing to do on their case.
It's tone deaf.
Definitely tone deaf. I mean, wouldn't you...
Say that again, sir? Hello?
I would definitely say they're tone deaf, and they're not getting
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not getting it at all. It's sad, and you know, I think that everybody thought that with us having 50-50 puts us with the majority, but I think they forgot about some guy named what's his name? Cinnamon and Joe Malt. What's his name?
Manchin.
It's Manchin. I think they forgot about Cinnamon and Manchin, and they're voting against everything Democrat.
Well, you know, Senator Manchin.
The bird rule?
Yes. So Senator Manchin is a conservative Democrat. And, you know, 5 minutes ago I was just talking about there's, you know, progressive Democrats and there are Democrats that are a little bit more conservative. And Joe Manchin is definitely on the more conservative end. That said, the Democrats need him. I mean, we are 50-50 in the Senate. He's from West Virginia, which consistently votes red for Republicans in statewide elections. But Mr. Manchin, because of his unique blend of person-focused politics, he focuses a lot on families in West Virginia, and his pro-coal outlook, which is very important to West Virginia, gets elected by the West Virginian populace, but and votes with the Democrats greater than 90% of the time, but occasionally he crosses over and is considered kind of the most swingy vote in the Senate for Democrats. Sinema, in some ways, from out of Arizona, in some ways is similar. Arizona is a purple state, and you know, most of the time she votes with the Democrats, but when there is a vote on a specific issue that's near and dear to her or to Mr. Manchin, like for Manchin it's coal, and I think for Sinema is very in tune with charter schools and certain aspects of education policy. They do vote against Democratic tendencies, and you know, I don't like that. It's clearly not my policy preference, but from a matter of politics, not policy, I actually think that it's a mistake for Democrats to beat those guys up so much. We want them to be in our side when we really need them to be, like when Manchin indicated his support for Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, almost guaranteeing that she's going to be confirmed. I think that happened on Tuesday.
Right. Okay, so at the $1.9 trillion House Corona package contains a wide range, of proposals to help Americans struggling with the economic fallout. I want to let everybody know that on the $1,400 checks, if you owe the IRS money in the past, the law was changed at the beginning of the year that you will not get that money. That money will be applied to the money that you've owed to the IRS in the past, which is a change, which kind of saddens me because the Trump administration made sure that's not where it went to. So wondering if the Biden administration is not keeping their eye on the ball of this is going to people who are unemployed, who are hungry, who are at risk of losing their homes. Joe Biden is looking at providing a wider tax break. Those kind of things don't help immediately. The full House is expected to vote on the bill, which largely mirrors Biden's relief proposal on Friday. If your family makes less than $200,000 a year, the bill will provide direct payments of $1,400, which you and I just discussed. He's looking at extending the unemployment insurance. Right now, you get $300 a week more. You would start getting $400 a week more instead. And it would expire March 15th, and he would extend it to August the 29th. If you're hungry, food stamps. Recipients will see a 15% increase in benefits through September, and it will expire in June because it was set to expire in June, but now it would expire in September. And families who have children whose schools are closed may be able to receive pandemic or EPT benefits through the summer. If you're behind on your rent or mortgage, the legislation would send roughly $19.1 billion to state and local governments to help low income housing, cover back rent, rent assistance, and utility bills, and about $10 billion would be authorized to help struggling homeowners pay their bills. Also, it would extend the eviction moratorium to September 30th of this year. So those are the kind of things, and there's a couple of other things, but those are the kind of things that people need help with. And I don't think we need to hold it back by knowing that they're not going to vote for the $15. I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Even if because of the Senate parliamentarian and that legal machination that I described a minute ago, the $15 an hour minimum wage hike is not going to be included in that bill. The bill is still incredibly important for the American people and has all kinds of positive developments for small businesses and individuals and families alike.
That's right. So it's got for small businesses, provide $15 billion to emergency injury disaster loan program, which provides long-term low-interest loans for Small Business Administration. Severely impacted small business than few – this is Joe Biden says something differently here. He wants small businesses with fewer than 10 workers to be given priority over the larger companies.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's actually already in place.
Yes. I think he already did that, but it's something he did.
Yeah. Correct. It was an executive order.
Yes, sir. We love those executive orders. He does, too. I think he signed more than any president in history, right?
Donald Trump, I believe, did. Yes.
Yeah, I think he surpassed Donald Trump at this point, I think.
Who?
Be wrong.
Who?
Biden.
Joe Biden? No,
yeah,
not
he
yet.
Has signed like 40, 42.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Right, but it is a lot. And frankly, a fairly large number of those are withdrawing or amending Trump's executive actions. So just for example,
so we can't count that against
Trump,
him.
Yeah, Trump made a very controversial executive action that the architecture for all new federal buildings needed to be neoclassical style, which is just idiotic for a whole bunch of reasons that I can go into if you're interested. But I believe yesterday or the day before that, Joe Biden, via executive order, rescinded that executive order, and now new government buildings can be normal-looking office buildings.
Anything else?
I mean, that was just one example. I believe there was a recent, maybe today or perhaps yesterday, Biden issued a different executive action to revoke Trump's visa ban from certain countries, such that people from countries that need to obtain visas to visit America, like let's say, for example, Ecuador. I just pulled that off the top of my head, but I believe that that's a country that to travel to America as a tourist or for business, you would need to obtain a visa. You can't just use your passport. And my understanding
now, wouldn't it be
is
funny,
under
though,
Trump.
Wouldn't it be funny if he actually revoked Donald Trump's visa?
Well, but Donald Trump's an American citizen, but I hear you. Yeah, Donald Trump's an American citizen, but I hear you. No, Donald Trump's an American citizen, so he doesn't need a visa. A executive action targeting – okay, could he do that was your question? An executive action targeting one person, targeting an individual, would likely be held to be an unconstitutional bill of attainder, which basically means you can't make a law that goes after one individual person. So,
what about a family?
That would likely also be a bill of attainder.
So you mean Donald Trump might win in court once?
Well, only if the thing is because unlike Donald Trump, the Biden administration actually listens to its counsel.
Right.
They wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't do it. So they wouldn't.
Right.
There wouldn't be a lawsuit to lose.
So real quick, if we can, I'm going to skip the next commercial break if we can have you for 5 more minutes, and let's move to the criminals thing. Okay, great. All right, guys, so once again, this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio, with my sidekick and my amazing constitutional attorney, attorney of all attorneys, almost Woolworths with Wards and None. Let's talk about, can Donald Trump, now that he has been fictitiously with spineless-ass senators that just have no morals, no personal respect, no respect for their seat, no respect for this country. They were hiding under the desk in fear of their lives because Donald Trump sipped a mob on them, and our people stood up and protected them, and they turned their back on the Capitol Police. So they gave a vote. The vote was bogus, in my opinion, but now Donald Trump was even – I was going to play it, but I don't want to give him any more playtime either. But Mitch McConnell said, and this was his words, Trump was practically, morally responsible for the riot after voting not guilty. He voted not guilty to impeach him. And he said, McConnell states, Trump has not yet gotten away with anything, pushing for criminal and civil charges against the former president. Should former President Donald Trump be arrested, indicted and arrested, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I'm not certain if that's necessary, but I do think that they're based upon publicly available reports and my understanding of the facts, he is properly subject to indictment in multiple jurisdictions.
Let's talk about New York. The Supreme Court just cleared the way. I'm sure you're aware of this. They just cleared the way for his tax returns. In fact, they've had him now for 2 days. In fact, it's over a million pages long.
I was about to say, it's very importantly, the New York Times and other outlets have reported this accurately, but a lot of outlets have actually reported this inaccurately. The tax returns is not the prize. It's the tax returns and all the stuff surrounding
emails.
The tax returns. Yeah, the communications with the Trump organization to explain the numbers underlying the tax returns. That's the prize. And
so
my
understanding is in these tax returns and listening to Michael Cohen's testimony, where I don't know whether to believe it or not, but I choose to believe it just by gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went to prison. I mean, he went and he paid his debt to society, and now it's Donald Trump's time to pay the piper. Now, my understanding is Donald Trump embellished his net worth when he needed it to for investors and banks to get loans, and he diminished it when he needed to pay less in taxes. Do I get that right?
That's basically accurate, and my understanding of Cohen's testimony, it's a little bit different. He would inflate the value of his real property, his real estate, when he was trying to get investors or, you know, people to buy into it. But then he would dramatically and likely tax fraudulently make large write-offs on his taxes for alleged losses for those same properties. And it's unclear whether or not – which of those figures was correct. Was it the high one or the low one, or was both of them were false? And that's probably –
Everybody keeps talking about intent.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prove intent? Like, can you give us an example?
Yes. So proof of intent can come in multiple different ways. And, you know, the most obvious is some sort of an admission. If there's some, you know, people refer to a smoking gun, something where a person just comes right out and says it, you know, we're going to deflate our assets here and we're going to inflate our assets here. There you go. And so, you know, one of the reasons why those millions of pages of communications, emails and stuff are so important is because you can tie together several different communication threads to show an admission. There also may be other types of evidence. So, for example, you could get a third party or a witness to testify as to the other party's intent. And you know, multiple areas of potential criminal liability here, campaign finance violations, issues with the misspending of inauguration funds, issues and this, we're just talking about New York. I mean, there's apparently a pending criminal investigation into Donald Trump in Georgia.
Right.
And
in my opinion,
I think that there's likely sufficient evidence to indict, but I'm not the prosecutor. In D.C., I believe that he likely could be indicted for inciting a riot or inciting violence, which I understand is a felony. So, we're just kind of scratching the surface of the criminal stuff. I'm also pretty interested in the civil stuff, the multiple civil claims against him for a broad variety of things. You know, breach of contract and rape are pretty different things, and he's being sued.
You went there. it's like a 13-year-old girl, isn't it?
There's a case involving an Epstein victim that I think you're referring to. What I was actually referring to is the E.J. Carroll defamation suit, where she accused Trump of rape, Trump accused her of lying, and she sued Trump for defamation and has been seeking his deposition for several years, and he kept being able to weasel out of it because of his office, and frankly the Justice Department was helping him. The American people might not fully understand this. He got the Justice Department, Bill Barr, and government lawyers to intervene in the private civil lawsuit against him for defamation. That's inappropriate. But
definitely using your office for personal gain.
Right. And so that's like, again, that's more of a political issue and potentially the proper subject of an impeachment. But in terms of the civil litigation, I think that he could be in a ton of trouble with regards to the E.J. Carroll lawsuit. From what I understand, she has DNA evidence, which if Mr. Trump submits to a test, could potentially prove that he did in fact rape her, which would be very bad for him from a civil liability perspective. He would likely, you know, if that matter were to go to trial, he would try to settle if it were proved. And then if the matter were to go to trial, I can see a jury awarding a lot of money in favor of Miss Carroll.
Civil cases. Mm-hmm. I really am interested in the one in New York and the one in Atlanta. And the one in New York, they seem to be ready, set, go with him. I mean, just everybody out there understands.
In New York.
Right. Mm-hmm. The one I'm talking about with the grand jury just released. Mm-hmm. Understand, everybody out there, that we're not going to see his tax returns right now because grand jury testimony is secret. Supposed to be, anyway. Okay, mm-hmm. Like, Donald Trump, who knows? But almost, thank you for your extended time. Here's your 2 minute.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. And John, thank you so much again for giving me the platform to talk about these important issues of the day. As we discussed at the beginning, in my opinion, the most important issue politically remains the coronavirus. And I'm actually quite hopeful with the advent of the new vaccine and Biden's and his administration's excellent initial rollout. I'm hopeful that we can reach the herd immunity. With regards to politics, the Republican Party continues to show its craven lunacy in favor of Donald Trump, as described by the golden calf statue at CPAC today and Ted Cruz's ridiculous trip to Mexico, like we discussed last week. Everybody remain vigilant, keep an eye on Joe Biden and the administration, and demand justice against the perpetrators of the insurrection and other crimes in the prior administration at every chance you can. Thank you so much for your time and attention.
That's right. That's Almost Wars with Wars and None. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing your phone ring over and over and over again every single day, day and night, and they just won't stop? No matter how many times you block their phone numbers, no matter how many times you tell them that you can't pay them, they still harass you. Hi, this company is called American Wealth Group USA, and they are ready to go to work for you today. If you are tired of not knowing what to do with your debt, they have the answers for you. With over 30 years of experience of the CEO of this company in the credit and debt industry, he knows and his company knows all the ins and outs of what creditors can and cannot do to consumers. So they may not be lawyers, however, they do know the law and they do have access to lawyers. So if this sounds good to you and you are tired of being in debt, let me tell you something. Right now is one of the best times to jump on this. Call 469-399-6390. That is 469-399-6390. You can also find them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at American Wealth Group USA. Listen. It's a scary thing out there when you have debt, and it's more scary when we have a pandemic that is going on in our country right now, and you're like, okay, what do I do here? Do I pay my bills or do I put food on my table? Let me answer that question directly to you. You put food on your table. Your bills will wait. One good thing about this, though, is that your creditors are sitting back not knowing if they're going to get paid or not. So right now, you need the experience and the expertise of American Wealth Group USA to go to work for you right now and settle your debts for pennies on the dollar. We have settled debts owed of American Express of a guy that had cancer. He owed over $140,000. And once we proved to American Express he had cancer, we settled it for $5,000, two payments. And this guy was ecstatic. And by the way, yes, he did survive his cancer. So understand there is something you can do to stop those phone calls, to stop the mail, to stop the just craziness of debt collecting. It is a very frustrating thing, especially if you don't know what they can and cannot do. Also, be aware there are a lot of scam artists out there, and under federal law, no debt settlement company or debt negotiation company can take any money from a consumer unless they have collected from your creditors. That is not legal advice. It's just the federal law. And we want to make sure everybody is playing by the rules. So why not give someone a call that knows the rules inside and out, over 30 years of experience, American Wealth Group USA, 469-399-6390. That is 469-399-6390. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Go ahead and give them a call so your phone can stop ringing and they can take over it and make it better for you. Guys, everybody's going through a hard time right now. Wouldn't it be great to actually have somebody that would be friendly with you and explain everything to you in detail? Almost 30 years of experience in the credit and debt industry is what you get with American Wealth Group USA. One more time, the phone number, 469-399-6390. That is 469-399-6390. And listen up. Everybody that calls in the next 10 minutes gets 50% off their outstanding debt negotiation services. And you can also go to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you like their post or you comment on their post, you'll get that same 50% off. Last time for the discount, 469-399-6390. Let's make your phone stop ringing. And remember, American Wealth Group USA, ending America's debt one debt at a time to truly make America great again.
That service doesn't have fast download and upload speeds you have.
I need to order AT&T Fiber.
Click or call now to get a faster internet experience with AT&T Fiber 1 gig internet. With upload speeds up to 20 times faster than Spectrum, get a faster internet experience for less with AT&T Fiber and get your home back in harmony.
Click or call 844-855-1993 to get AT&T Fiber starting at $35 a month for a year. Limited availability in select areas.
You are my
everybody, so that is the incomparable mega superstar Lady Gaga, which is going through a normal personal time, and we want to bring this story to you in our entertainment watch, where Los Angeles Police Department is examining horrifying surveillance videos that show two individuals attacking Lady Gaga's dog walker, firing one shot and hitting him in the chest. And then they flee with the singer's two French dogs. This video is pretty intense to watch, but we will be posting it on our Facebook page. The footage recorded by a home surveillance camera shows the dog walker on Soraya Benita Avenue in Hollywood on Wednesday night when a light-colored sedan slows down, stops next to him. At least two people can be seen exiting the vehicle accosting the dog walker. And in the video, the victim is heard shouting, "No, no," as he struggles with the attackers. One man is seen restraining him, the victim, and the other appears to point a gun. As a gunshot rings out, the victim screams, falling forward as the men jump back in the car with the dogs. And, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, help me," the dog walker is screaming, shouting just before the car drives off. He's heard saying he can be shot in the heart and lungs, that the two dogs have been stolen as the neighbors rush to help him. We have heard blood curling, screaming, and then within about a minute, a shot rang out, said one of the neighbors. Called 911. We came back out, and the guy was literally bleeding out as the cops and the paramedics were coming, and our neighbor was compressing his chest, which is probably what saved his life. You know, a lot of things people don't understand is that if you come up on a gunshot victim, the first thing you need to do is try to stop the bleeding. So, just so you know, it can save someone's life. The victim was in critical condition and the dogs are still missing. According to Lopez, the dog walker has been not publicly identified. Lady Gaga's father said the dog walker was a close friend to the singer. Police described the attackers as men 20 to 25 years old. It's not much of a description. The singer is offering over $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs, and she wants no questions asked. Well, of course, that's not good. It's basically putting a bounty. It is understood, though. You know, your babies, I would do the same thing if I was Lady Gaga and I had the money she has. Really doesn't. It's her, basically her kids. And so we want to make sure everybody understands out there that we are going to skip our song pick of the week because we wanted to make sure we did that. Honestly, I don't see anything on the charts that I'm that blown away by, so I don't want to make anything up. So we want to close the show with reminding everyone that Johnson & Johnson as breaking news to the beginning of the show. We can announce that they have now been an emergency way. They can start doing the coronavirus vaccines. Remember, Joe Biden has a goal of having 100 million shots in people's arms. I believe they've reached over 60 or 50 million as of yesterday. So we are halfway there, and he is 37 days in office. The coronavirus package that the American people need is going to be stalled by the criminal Republicans. I mean, I just can't even believe that they are still giving their allegiance to such a fraud of a man. Makes me have no respect for them. And in fact, what is the Republican Party right now? Are they the party of liars and deceit and the non-American people? What is going on? It just makes no sense. And with that, guys, the coronavirus numbers are starting to go up. That does not mean that you stop following the directions, such as wearing a mask, simple mask. Wear two masks if it makes you feel better. It doesn't do anything except make you safer. The other thing is stay 6 feet apart, social distancing, wash your hands 3 or 4 to 5 times a day, and make sure that you get vaccinated. It's so important that all Americans get vaccinated. And with that, I'm John Hollywood, and remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you who to love, how to love, or how to make your dream come true. Our show tonight was brought to you exclusively by American Wealth USA Group. Go to Facebook at American Wealth USA Group now and tell them you heard about it on our show. I understand that they've already got a few people that have been calling and sending information over there, so thank you so much. And live from Dallas, we'd like to give a big shout-out to our producer of our show, Maureen Vanderpool. This is John Hollywood, live from Dallas, Texas, and All You Need to Know Radio Studios. Don't touch that dial. Make sure you come back next week. Good night, everybody, in America and around the world, hoping for another number one show. Good night.